Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
And we have a special guest.
Lane.
Yay, she's here. She picked the Test of Tony and the, Movie of the Week. Thank you, Tone. I don't really have any news, per se. Star Wars new trailer came out. Looks sick. You didn't want to watch it as many times as I did, Tony.
Nope.
Lane was sleeping. It's amazing. Yeah. I almost cried.
Can news only be about movies?
Well, what other news do you have?
Or video games.
Oh, gosh. She's like, two shot in Akron. That's the kind of shit she reads.
No.
And that's why
no.
you don't sleep at night.
I do have a really good news story. It's really sad. But this guy killed this lady and put her on somebody else's fence as if she were like a Halloween decoration.
Well, that's fucking
like
cool.
People thought
I mean,
that
sucks,
that,
but that's insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
hey,
in Akron?
I don't remember where it was.
And that that could be a movie, so I'll give you that at least.
That's
maybe Spielberg or adapt that fucking screenplay.
I think that was the headline, like, could be a movie.
Could be a movie, but it's not.
Horrible.
Real life.
All right.
Horrible real murder.
Yeah, so I've no. Do you have any movie news, Tone?
My movie news was I only watched the Star Wars trailer twice because I'm trying to be, like, celibate when it comes to seeing.
You
want to
be surprised at what's happening
before the movie. Let me finish my slow thought. Before the movie comes out, I'm done.
Okay, one thing that I studied it because I wanted
I know,
to know what's
know
happening.
Did.
I've been waiting years for this.
If
you know?
Only there was a degree. One could achieve.
I literally
from Star
watched
Wars
it.
Study fan theory and stuff.
I think I watched it like 7 times while you were cooking rigatoni.
That's about the length it takes to cook a rigatoni noodle.
Yeah, 2.5 minute trailer. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's incredible. I think trailer 3. If you type that into YouTube, Force Awakens, you can find it. If you haven't seen it, go there now. It's so good. Are you excited for the new Star Wars movie, Lane?
I didn't watch the trailer.
I know you didn't watch it, but you've seen
yeah.
the other trailers.
But you know what we're just, you know what universe
yeah, you
we're
know
talking
what Star
about.
Wars is, correct?
You've seen a Star Wars, right?
Star Wars?
Star Wars, yeah.
A lot of people are talking about Star Wars trailer and this band called Whirr, I think it is. It's WHIRR. They did this huge thing about this band called Gloss, like transgender band that's like put out a punk record about transgender.
Yeah.
And they went on Twitter and were just bashing them and stuff like that. So a lot of people are like Star Wars and shit like that because fucking that's the only thing that social media is right now. Star Wars and that band called Whirr. Because they busted balls about transgender. That's a really bad way to say that.
They got dropped from their record.
They did, yeah. Their record label was like, yeah, fuck these dudes. We don't care. A lot of people were like, wow, we're you guys just got to bash other people so your band's in the fucking news. Fuck off, you suck. And I listened to them. Yeah, they're bad. But honestly, it did work, though, because I went and listened to them. I checked out their band. I was like, well, how bad did these fucking homophobes suck?
Yep.
And then I heard, oddly enough, didn't check out Gloss, the band that they were making fun of.
If they have a partnership program with YouTube, they're going to be making lots of money off of your, oh, they suck
well,
comments.
The record label probably puts it out on their YouTube page, so hopefully they make a bunch of money off everyone,
yeah,
and that band makes dick
the rights
for
to
being
it, yeah.
a bunch of assholes. All right.
Fuck them.
Genre 5, Supernatural Killers. Tony, go first.
My first one on my list is The Tall Man from Phantasm.
Hell yeah, he's on mine too.
Is he?
Yeah.
For real?
For sure.
Shit.
I love Tall Man. Tall Man was cool as fuck.
I was hoping I was unique.
I just like the whole him from an alternate dimension with all these little Jawa slaves
yeah.
that like don't really do anything with the tuning hammer. I didn't really understand what he like. He's enslaving a race to do what? Not sure.
But
just walk
it's
around on
eerie.
A red planet. It seemed like
it's
yeah.
eerie.
And he could turn into a girl. And bang
yeah.
people and then kill them. And then he had that sweet little ball.
That orb
loved.
Of death, yeah.
Did you ever see the Phantasm movies, Lane?
No.
They're good. They're 80s. They're kind of hard to watch. They're not, like, the first one's sick and very straightforward. It's just like, shit's happening. Go with it. The second and third one.
Yeah,
are,
they fall off a cliff like
yeah.
a lot of horror films of that era.
Yeah, yeah. It's good, though. You should check it out. I think you'd like it.
It'll scare your dreams.
Okay, so we both did one right there. Lane, hit me with one of yours.
I've got Poseidon.
Go ahead.
Isn't he a supernatural killer?
Poseidon?
Like killing you at sea, yeah.
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 Oh, wait, like the god of the sea?
Yeah, Poseidon with the fucking trident.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He will fuck you up.
Wait, but is he in a movie?
yeah, he's
there's
in
a
tons
movie
of movies.
Called Poseidon.
Yeah, isn't that about a ship, though?
Literally, he... And it's, there was, the one with the... You guys are all making me nervous.
Don't get nervous,
dude. Honestly, we know dick about movies and we do a podcast.
We just have
about
our shirts off because it's how we do the podcast.
I don't know. I just know that he will fuck you up, he's an ancient god of the sea,
and if you don't respect him, he will tip your fucking boat over.
All right.
It's like a legend, like a sea legend, and there's like a bunch of things that happened out there that can't be explained.
He's a supernatural killer.
I'm letting you know, I'm usually really hard on Tony when it comes to genre five. I'm gonna take it easy. Yeah, this is your first one. He's done it plenty of times. I'm gonna do it to him. Fucks it up every time. This guy.
Like, he'll ask for supernatural killers, and I'll be like, so, like, the guy from, like, Count Chocula cereal? Because then you get, like, fat and die if you eat a lot? And he'll go, God damn it!
All right, Tony, hit me with another one.
Another one on my list. Hang on. Need to load up my sweet notes. Azazel from the movie Fallen.
Oh, right on.
The ancient demon that haunts the fucking convict.
Yeah, he's the one that passes through everyone. Yeah. That's John Q's in that.
Yeah, I'd call him Denzel.
Yeah, Washington. Washington. I go by his most famed role, John Q. I got the Isaac Kroner from Children of the Corn.
Oh, okay.
Fucking, that's a good pull. Have you seen Children of the Corn?
Mm-hmm. I like the first one.
Yeah, that's the one that he was the antagonist.
That's all I know, yeah.
Yeah, well, they get bad. He was in the remake of it. Like, he's old. He looks the same and fucking weird. He was a weird-looking kid. But, yeah, I thought that was a cool one. Because him coming through the ground or, like, the demon and then possessing him on the cross, oh, that shit freaked me out as a kid.
That little fucker.
Good.
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, nice. Hell, yeah. The first one was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even watch the second. He was evil as fuck.
You didn't watch the second.
It's like watching Wrong Turn 2. Yeah, they already went the wrong way.
Yeah, if they do it another time, they go the right way, right?
No. Yeah, they were already creeped and jeeped.
Well, if you turn left and then left, you're going backwards, and you turn left, you turned right, so then you're good. So by Wrong Turn 3, they're fine, because they didn't go that direction.
Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tone.
Next on my list is Bagul from Sinister.
Fuck, that was on mine, too. I looked up his name, and it was Mr. Boogie.
That's stupid.
Oh, it's Bagul. Yeah, no, he's a really cool. Just the way that he looks, that was one of the big things of me. And like,
I like that he possessed the children of families and made them do the horrific acts. It was scary as fuck. Because you're like, ooh, that's who did it.
Yeah.
And he told him to.
It was kind of cool, too, because Sinister is kind of like a VHS, but with a really awesome plot line that drives the movie with a bunch of cool killings in it and stuff.
My
like
next ones are not as cool or unique.
Okay, well, Lane, hit me with yours.
I'm just saying.
Hold on, wait 1 second. All right, I did.
Hold on.
Isaac, Bagul, and what was the other one? Tall Man. Okay, so we're at three. Go ahead, Lane.
Zuthlu?
Who's that?
The mythos? H.P. Lovecraft's? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is it C-T-H?
Yeah.
Cthulhu?
Oh, like,
it's a weird.
Ah, shit.
He's like an octopus, but like not.
Yeah, Cthulhu. Isn't that how you say it?
Cthulhu or something? I don't know. There's like a gajillion ways you could say it.
Have they made a movie about that?
It's kind of like, damn it.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the god that comes up and destroys the world, correct?
He doesn't destroy the world. He's kind of like Poseidon in a way.
He really like Poseidon.
He'll like him because he's like a sea creature and he's very nightmarish.
There's a ton of fucking aliens and demons based off him, too, because of his. He has a real creepy look.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a kind of like if you took a vagina and turned it inside out and lit it on fire.
Well, they were going to make Cthulhu
on it.
Yeah, and put tentacles on
it. They were going to make Cthulhu in 2007. Seems like it fell through.
Dang it.
But maybe you read the script. I'll give you that.
Oh, shoot. It was a book. See, yeah. I'm looking at it.
No, it's cool.
Bag.
He's so cultured.
It's cool. Yeah, we're not.
I read books. I don't watch movies.
Hey, brag about it.
We can't read. That's why we do this.
I can read.
All right.
I have other ones.
Thanks for, bringing the Nobel laureate on the show.
Honestly.
Mothman Prophecy?
Hell yeah. That's a great flick.
There you go. That's based off true shit.
And that's actually a good one because I didn't think. Did you have that on your list?
You want to know why I thought about it?
Why? Chris Walken?
Because yesterday I left the window open in the bathroom a little bit, and now there are 6 moths of the same species. Well, same like home. Like,
oh, they came from the same crew?
Same babies. They're pretty and they're chilling in our house.
Really? I haven't seen any of them.
Yep, I've seen 6.
Keep them upstairs.
I wonder
I don't
if
want
she
them.
Can only see them.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a twist.
That would be cool, because then she's dead.
Fuck. That means I'm participating in necrophilia.
Oh.
Don't let the listeners know.
I was just
going to
say, you were going to be like, don't let the listeners know. Paul Banks corpses.
Oh, great.
Hashtag corpse bank.
Go burn books. No good.
Next one on my list is Freddy.
Ooh, yeah.
He was scary. He was scary when I was a kid.
Not only that, I mean, like, he has one of the coolest mythology, like, mythos of about him, like, ever.
Yes, because, honestly, like, his origin, his, what he does to people, how he does it, it's horrifying if that was real.
Now, you, I think we talked about how Wes Craven got that idea of that, like, Japanese kid or Chinese kid that was, like, trying to stay up. He's like, if I go to sleep, I'll die.
Well, yeah, there's
and there was like a, and he read that and he was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if it was like a guy haunting the dreams? Then he made up the whole pedophile thing and stuff. That is wild though, that like he's so well accepted, and that dude like raped kids. Like, it's basically like if like a Catholic priest died and came back to life, and everyone was like, well, he's jokey.
There's a documentary about the origin.
Yeah, American Nightmare.
Oh, is it called American Nightmare?
Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours long. It's fucking fantastic.
No, that's like the origin of horror.
No, like the, that's literally like just Freddy Krueger, like the anthology of the films.
Oh.
I'll look it up just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure it's called American Nightmare. I don't think IMDb has it. Nope, sure doesn't.
Nope.
Is that what you're looking
sure
for,
doesn't.
Though?
Yeah, The Elm Street Legacy, Never Sleep Again.
Never Sleep, fuck, what's American Nightmare? What
that's the one that's like, John Carpenter's in it, like a ton of people are in
my
that
bad,
one.
All right, so Never Sleep Again is the documentary.
Yeah, and that's a truly kind of eerie fucking documentary.
It's, well, I don't know, I felt like it was just more, it made me want to watch the flicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was about, well, I
actually have a list of documentaries I'm going to recommend to people.
I'm sure you do.
Today on the podcast.
Okay, so I have, for my fourth, all right, so I got Boogie. Oh, man, this is getting tough, because I wrote down, like, 8. I
bet you did.
Chucky's not going to make it. Freddy's not making my list. Pinhead, I'm going to put on there. Actually, I've used Pinhead before, but know that Pinhead would be on there. And I'm going to go with The House in Amityville Horror.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
The House in Amityville Horror.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool premise of like the house. Kind of like Sinister, like kind of possessing people and shit mm-hmm. like that. Or Children of the Corn.
But it's a structure.
Yeah, or like kind of like Event Horizon. That could be one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that and I was like, oh, I could fucking...
Event Horizon ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could get Tony going and be like, Event Horizon ship. God damn it, why was it on mine?
I would have been bummed.
It's kind of like The House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, or like yeah. Ghost Ship even.
Or 13 Ghosts.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
that's
a lot.
A good one. I like that
I know.
One.
Yeah. And then the chick has like the cuts all over, and then the other dude has like a fucking big old, big, yeah, she had big old dead boobies.
Big
yeah.
old dead boobs.
They're fake.
Oh.
I really like that movie.
Right on, 13
it
Ghosts.
Scared me
we
as
should
a kid.
Watch that.
Maybe we could do Test of Tony next week, 13th Ghost. Is that cool with you guys?
It's not 13th.
13 Ghosts, that's what I said. We can go back. I have it on wax.
I've got proof of this.
Yeah, don't worry. Now, finally, I'll win an argument.
Play it again.
We should record all arguments.
I would win all of them then.
I record everything we say.
Yeah. You guys don't? I installed microphones in every room.
I always have my recorder on.
Okay, so, yeah, House in Amityville Horror. Lane, give me your fourth.
I've got The Camera and Say Cheese and Die. Did that ever become a movie?
I feel like at least a Goosebumps episode. At least a Goosebumps episode.
Yeah, it was,
I know The Haunted Mask was a movie. I love that
it's
one.
It's cool. I've got another one. Imhotep and A Knock in the Moon from
Ooh,
the
okay,
Mummy.
Okay, the Mummy.
They're
yeah.
both murderers.
Nice. Good call.
Wait, what's the second one?
A Knock in the Moon. That's his lover.
That's the chick.
Ooh, she sounds hot.
Oh,
she
I
is
just,
hot, and she's a murderer.
I just read that she had pasty nipples. I remember seeing that the gold nipples that like when I was
oh,
a kid,
yeah.
I was like, fuck off.
Her whole body was gold.
Oh, really?
They painted her in like gold.
Oh, yeah, but they like put little pasties over her nips. I remember that.
Imhotep.
I don't even remember the pasties, but I remember
that. I remember that because
beautiful.
I was a child and I was like, holy shit. The internet hadn't really been around that much, so seeing boobs was very rare.
I was
yeah,
like,
no,
huh?
that was a hot movie, I won't lie.
Starship Troopers?
Evie was
I broke
great.
That
holy
VHS.
Yeah, the shower scene.
I VHS and chilled by myself.
VHS and chill. That's funny. They're remaking. I heard they're doing a mummy reboot with a female mummy.
Oh.
Oh, why are you bummed about that? I figured you'd like the female lead.
Well, usually when you redo a movie, it's never as good.
Well, you know the Mummy was a remake, yeah. right?
Of The Mummy.
The Brendan Fraser one.
Yeah, but
one,
I
yeah.
never saw it, the first one, so I was never disappointed.
She has hopes.
Okay.
But
I could see why people would be disappointed by Brendan Fraser, even though I love him.
Yeah, a lot of people would
but
did not.
But Evie killed it.
I'm in love with Rachel Weisz, and that was probably
that
one
Evie?
Of her worst roles.
Yeah, it's yeah. Evie, yeah.
Oh,
and that is
so
one of her
much.
Worst roles.
She was a librarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was in.
She was
great. She's the chick in The Fountain. Fountain. Yeah. You ever seen The Fountain? With Hugh
I
Jackman.
I was told I should read the book. So
oh,
I,
so no, you
I didn't.
You're boycotting the movie.
It's written by the director, so same, probably.
Yeah. Screenplay adapted by him. That's awesome. All right, Tone, hit me with your fifth.
My fifth one. Pinhead.
Hell yeah.
He's scary.
Like I said, that would have been like my top one.
Yeah.
But I've put him on, I think, two lists before this.
I mean, he's so evil.
So I literally
like,
can't.
He's real evil. I was going to go with The Crow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. But then I didn't because I was like, he's a little more iconic and he's probably killed hundreds of people.
Didn't he really fucking die in that
yeah,
movie?
Brandon Lee, right? Was that his
yeah.
name?
Yeah, he got shot with a blank on was accident it? When he was at a, like during a shot.
It was one of the last.
Wasn't he in a band? Was he in a band?
I'll look
well,
it up.
Hangman's
think...
Noose.
Oh, fuck off. That was the band on, in, the
fu- in The Crow.
In The Crow. Brandon Lee band.
Yeah, it was really fucked up because someone just shot him with a blank too close to his face.
He looks like you in a pop rock. Oh, no, that's somebody on Facebook. I apologize.
Did he
play bass with Johnny Depp at the Viper Room at all? Look that up.
Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp
No, you're
bass?
Thinking of that kid from not Joaquin,
oh,
River Phoenix.
River Phoenix.
River, yeah, and then he died outside there.
Well, I'm saying like that was about all that same time. Like, did they all kick it?
Yeah, River Phoenix died outside of the Viper Club after he got on stage and played bass. I thought it was with like the Chili Peppers.
No, I'm just saying Johnny Depp kicked it at the Viper Room at that yeah. time a lot too.
I saw
he
him,
was in a band.
I saw him play guitar. I saw him play Beautiful People with fucking Marilyn Manson. And it
wow.
wasn't that good.
No?
Ooh. No, he was playing the rhythm part, but he was rocking. He was having a good time.
Hey, that's all that matters in music.
I agree.
But it was cool, though, because his guitar was loud.
I suck.
His guitar was loud. They weren't like, yeah, just turn him down. Let old
no,
Johnny
they were
play.
Like, old Johnny's going to go
yeah,
to 11.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, holy shit, he's actually fucking playing the song. This is wild. Look at this famous person do fuck mediocre things. He's just like us. All right, so my last one. Fuck, Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like Candyman a lot.
I was gonna say that too.
Freaked me the fuck out. The whole like you say a person's name three times in a mirror or anywhere, and they minus Beetlejuice, and they show up. Like that always killed me. The Bloody Mary
yeah,
fucked me
that.
Up as a kid.
Same here.
I still in bathrooms when it's dark and I see the mirror. I'm like, oh god, she's behind me.
I read the book and it was not the same, but it was still scary.
What
shit.
Book?
It was like about Bloody Mary as a
really?
Child. I can't remember. I think it was just called like. Mary.
See, that was one of the cool. I never saw a movie with Bloody Mary. I just remember hearing the story of it, and that fucking terrified me.
She was
Blood
a
Mary.
Terrifying little girl too, like the way she looked.
I used to take a candle in the bathroom and do that a lot. I would take a candle in, and I'd say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and then blow it out, and then turn the light on.
And
nothing ever like killed me.
Were you like almost pissing your pants?
Well, yeah, I was always having like horrible night terrors. To this day, like, I'm always haunted by...
Bloody Mary?
Yeah, like...
Really?
Not by Bloody Mary, but just, like, by, like, entities in my dreams that are sort of just walking towards me sometimes, or I'm falling a bit, or sometimes I can't outrun something because I'm fat, or I'm in a warehouse. Stuff like that.
You really dream about these things?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I liked how you, this morning, you're like, I had a dream of skinny demons trying to steal my fat.
Oh, here it is. Here's the book I read. I was a kid. It's called Mary Bloody Mary by Carolyn Meyer.
Carolyn Meyer. How many pages is it? Under 20? Can I read it?
It's a pictures. It's your pictures.
Is it a graphic novel?
I don't know how many pages it
okay.
is.
You don't have to look it up. Honestly, I was kidding.
He can get an audiobook because.
Yeah, yeah. This episode is brought to you by Audible. No,
I remember it was a really good book. I still have that somewhere.
Right on.
If you have it, we can read it.
We can't. Go ahead, hit me with your last one.
I thought it gave you five.
I thought she did too.
What
I think
was the
you
fifth?
Just did six, you big weirdo.
No. The Candyman was my last one. Then we started talking about Bloody Mary. It's your turn.
Bloody Mary.
Okay. She's movie. Maybe she is. She probably actually is.
I guarantee there's like 90 movies with
Bloody Mary
altered versions of her.
Well, Candyman.
Or maybe they can't use her likeness because her likeness literally haunts dreams.
What about like the chick in the ring?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the little girl. What was her name? Fuck.
Scary.
I don't know.
That's The Grudge.
Scary Spice.
Yeah, scary, that's what they called her, Scary Spice.
I get Grudge and Ring confused.
Why are they giving me the... I type in the ring, and they're like, did you mean
Pretty
the
sure
ring
it's
too?
The same thing.
Oh,
all
the Grudge
black
is Japanese.
Hair.
No, they're both...
Sarah Michelle Gellar
they're both,
is in Japan?
But they're both... Oh, yeah, that one's based in Japan.
Yeah.
But they're both based off, like, Ringu. And,
yeah.
Well, the Grudge was also
I've
a movie
seen
before.
Ringu.
I haven't. Is it terrifying?
I haven't seen the original Grudge. Yeah, it is terrifying.
Where's
it's Japanese-y, though. You kind of got
to
really
find
focus.
That little girl, Samara... That was her name.
Samara, yeah.
Samara.
Yeah, really pretty name for a fucking terrifying
I wanted
little
to read
girl.
Off some horrifying documentaries that are based in real life.
We doing weekly recommendations and rejections.
Did you get that from Nicole Conti's page? Well, she posted about that today.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the list I'm looking at now.
Let me hear him.
If it's from emgn.com.
I don't remember what website.
Either way.
Tell
me shut up.
Tell
me shut up. You can
shut.
Do whatever you want.
Oh my god, on my own show.
Oh yeah. No, guest, get out of the studio.
Yeah, don't tell me
this
what
is
to
a great
do.
Studio
slash small
it
child's
needs
bedroom.
Snacks, that's what it means.
Snacks you can't eat on a podcast.
This has been forever. I need snacks, please.
We've been going for 19 minutes. She's
it's
like
been
dizzy.
21.
Okay. Well, I looked
Stop
the last time I looked at the
bubble
ticker.
Gum and eating suckers.
Why? This isn't good audio. All right, go ahead. Hit me with your.
The first one's one that Eric Brewer, friend of the show, told me about.
Yeah,
it's called The Nightmare,
mm-hmm.
And it's about I think it's people who suffer from full body paralysis mm-hmm. as they're falling asleep or mm-hmm. waking up, and it's like them seeing things in their dreams and waking up and not being able to move or like get mm-hmm. away
like
from
sleep
them.
Paralysis.
So that sounds horrible in every way. So that's called The Nightmare.
Yep.
I'm not going to read them all, but just a few that I thought were kind of interesting.
Did you watch any of these?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, a few.
Okay.
Room 237.
That's a good one.
We've seen that.
Yep. And that's the documentary about The Shining.
Yeah, the complications of what Stanley Kubrick's trying to say
to the
world. I was
about to say, not like a making of, more so like diving in and dissecting like what he was trying to say about Native Americans.
The conspiracy
the fucking
theories,
moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, him shooting the moon launch like in a studio, or the moon landing, rather.
Never Sleep Again.
Yep, that's
the Elm Street Legacy. Where's this one? There's one called Killer Legends.
I watched that.
Did you?
Is it good?
It was a little, like, the way they were documenting things was a little cheesy, and I wish there was more. Like, I feel like they could have gotten more information.
Yeah,
and, like, the last one, I'm pretty sure, was, like, kind of like they didn't really figure it out. But I would watch it again.
Okay.
Just to figure everything out more.
This one creeps me out. It's called Paradise Lost.
Yeah.
The description in general. Damien, Jesse, and Jason, three people accused and convicted mm-hmm. of murder of three little boys in West Memphis in 93. The murders were horrific in nature, and the community and nation were outraged. After researching the case and trial, filmmakers Berlinger and Sanofsky discovered an equally horrifying truth. In that the men in jail for that crime were innocent.
Oh,
of that crime.
Fuck, that sucks.
You know, their mugshots, I was looking at them today and I was wondering, like, they don't look like bummed that they just got put in jail. You know what I mean? Like, you would be like, oh my God, like, I didn't do it. But they look just like, whatever, man.
They do look very, like, stoic. Like,
yeah.
Well, is
like
that.
Like, they could have committed the crime.
Was that mugshot, like when they came in, like, you're charged with murder, or was it like, hey, now you're going to prison?
I have no idea. I mean, they might explain their mannerisms in that photo because it is
a
popular photo.
Well, I guess, like,
photo.
Usually when you get arrested, they take you for a mugshot.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would probably be the first thing. That is weird, yeah.
They may not have been told what they were charged with because they were bullshitting them or thought they
were
psychos.
Usually, I think
so
they have
like,
to tell you what you're being charged with.
That's
when they
what I mean.
You.
There's a lot of misconduct in those sort of proceedings. The last one on the list is called Dear Zachary.
Mm-hmm, I watched that, too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
They said it's, like, on the list, it's, like, the fucking most fucked up out of all of them.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
I mean, it's terrible, but it's good.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a terrible, like, story.
I understand,
but
yeah, but it's, like, riveting.
Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about
yeah,
Dear Zachary.
It drags you into this best friend's killer. Like, he does a documentary about his friend's death and just kind of, like, goes head first, I guess, into, the like, what this killer is like. And it's creepy.
I can't
or remember. I mean... Yeah, it's like I said, either way, it's on a list, so
it's probably real.
It might be cool.
It was totally a real story.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm saying like
it
might be like an actually
really
good.
It wasn't creepy. It was more just like tragedy.
Okay. Damn it. I don't want something just purely tragic. I want something tragic that haunts my nightmares.
Yeah, American Ghost Hunter won't do that.
I don't think it's going to haunt your nightmares.
I think the nightmare might.
The nightmare might.
Yeah.
Because that's sweet, because it's talking about not being able to escape nightmares.
That sounds awful. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections.
Uh-huh.
We all saw Crimson Peak.
We all sure did.
We got a key, though.
Yeah, we went to the Valley View Theater. We got the, it was the opening night. Well, it was Thursday night before it came out, 8 p.m. I go buy 3 tickets. He gives me 3 little rad skeleton keys, bring them back. They're at Melt, and I give them to him. We're all so stoked to go see it, and then we... I checked my phone about 4 times to see how much longer the movie had. I felt it was boring.
I felt very lied to
by the previews.
I thought it was an actual series, like
TV show.
A TV show.
Which I think would have worked better.
Way better.
And had the plot not been what it was, which I won't spoil it if you want to go see it. It looks pretty. It looks pretty.
I wanted to take that brass skeleton key and melt it down into a bullet.
Yeah.
It could have been so much better.
Honestly, it's weird. Like, I feel like he was banking on people, like, being surprised at what happened. And I feel like it was the least fucking payoff ever, and they alluded to it so much throughout the entire flick that I just, I felt it was very predictable and very boring.
Well, the trailer, like, somebody stated on it that it was Guillermo's most terrifying movie yet, and it was definitely not.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think it was scary at all. It wasn't creepy either. Like, there wasn't any, like, really creepy moments about it.
Go see Devil's Backbone and Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth is a fucking triumph. Good. I haven't seen Devil's Backbone, but I heard that's incredible. That was his first one.
Very
right?
sad story, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of like his thing. He likes to tell like the human condition, but like I think he's just not doing it well anymore.
Or just maybe this one. Just maybe Crimson
Peak. Well, Pacific
Peak.
Rim was dumb too. Like that fucking whole bullshit.
I liked it.
What else did he do? He did that one about the little creatures in the house.
Oh, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, which is a remake.
I didn't watch that.
That was
it's
a TV
like
movie
little,
originally.
Like fairy demon like fucking
it's almost
nail
like the
biter.
Oh,
they
the
collect
borrowers.
Your teeth and shit.
Yeah, it's the Borrowers but with fucking evil things.
Is that what that... What's the movie called? What'd you call it?
The Borrowers?
Oh, no, not that
Don't
movie.
Be Afraid of the Dark.
Okay, there's like Darkness Falls where it's
that's
kind
the
of...
Tooth
oh,
Fairy.
Yeah. Scott's favorite. I mean, not Scott. Paul's favorite.
Yeah, I love Darkness movie. Falls. Yeah, that movie terrified me as a kid. Mm-hmm. Anything with
a
like
kid?
A...
Huh? It came out. It didn't come out when you were a kid.
I was like 14.
No.
Yeah, for sure. Prove her wrong.
He has to look it up.
This
is what dark. He does.
Yeah.
He proves me wrong when
I don't
he can.
Mind it.
It's kind of like he has to fetch for the little stars he can get.
2003.
You graduated in 2005,
yeah, I was
13,
didn't
you?
So you were
16. No, 2006.
Oh.
What?
I was 13.
Let's do some math. I was born in 87, so that would make me 3 at 90, which would make me 13 in 2000. Well, 12-ish.
Minus from her age?
And then 2003. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. So I would have been like 15.
50. It really depends on the month.
Yeah, well, I think it came out a little bit before my birthday in October.
You're probably 16, you piece of shit.
24th of January, 2003. So, yeah, I was 15.
Either way, it scared his little dreams.
Yeah, 15. That's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
A
he was
teenager.
Still just,
yeah,
literally
still
15.
Rubbing it out to Baywatch Major. Episodes.
Nah, I wasn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sears catalogs. I'm kidding.
That's gross.
All right, so Crimson Peak. I wouldn't. Go see it. I would wait for you to find a rip online.
Yep.
Looks really pretty, though.
Oh, yeah. Please stay home.
Rip it online or...
And get pizza. Lots of it.
Yeah, or just, like, sneak into the theater to see it. Yeah, you know, it's a good hour
honestly,
and a half.
Honestly, I think we should have seen The Martian. That probably would have fucking rocked.
But
we didn't know. Yeah,
true. We didn't know because we were all like, ooh.
Honestly, I would have said, I thought this was a series.
Yeah, you did say
and
that.
And then we would have said... Well, you want to go see The Martian?
No, because it was funny because I was like, hey, you guys want to go see Crimson Peak with me tonight? And Lane's like, yeah, sure. She's
of
like,
course,
wait, what do you...
Of course, because it's your B-day.
Yeah. Well, no, but you were like, wait, it's a movie? Yeah. Like, you thought we were going to like get Melt and then watch it here or some shit.
Oh. You were like, it's going to be a nice little tucked in night.
I thought it was a season premiere. I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, Netflix is just like, here's the whole season. It did look like it, though. Like, it had that, like, feel to it, like the title line and shit like that. But I guess, like, that's how cinematic TV is getting, which is kind of cool. That you thought it was television before a movie instead of the opposite.
No, I literally thought it was television because of how it was done. Like, it could have gone on as a series. It would have been better as, like, a...
Oh, you mean the
like
content
episodes.
Of it. I understand
mm-hmm.
what you're saying. Yeah.
It would have been, like, a fucking soap opera.
Well, it would have been just like any other television show. And those are soap operas with cool backlining stories.
The character development would have been a lot better and you would have become...
Oh, it was so rushed.
You know what I mean?
It was so rushed. He was like, I see you have a script here. I'm reading through it. It's amazing. I'm like, he literally was there for 5 seconds. How did he read that script?
Her book. Her accent was bad. It was just...
Everything was.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. Like I said, boring as
fuck.
It was very pretty. It was
but,
a gorgeous
But, like, you can't
at.
Just get away with pretty. You gotta have a little bit of them brains in there, right? Yeah,
gotta have content.
That's the kind of chicks all right, I like.
Guillermo.
All right, so we also all watched Turbo Kid. I don't know if you watched the whole thing. Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched most of it.
Turbo Kid is fucking sick.
It was very cute.
It's fucking beautiful. I love it.
It's like Mad Max meets Drive. That's how it felt to me.
On a BMX bike, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mad Max on a BMX bike, but Drive soundtrack playing in the background.
Yeah, it's pure 80s synth gold.
Oof.
All the characters are so fucking, like,
they're rich.
Corny, iconic. Yeah.
But they're rich, too.
They are rich. There's awesome backstory for everyone.
That chick that plays...
Apple.
Yeah, Apple. She was fucking fantastic.
I always want to see something cool.
Yeah, just like how she like approached the role and everything. I hope she gets more work, but I don't know how she'll be as.
He's funny as shit
too.
Will.
Yeah, well that dude rocked actually. Like I thought he was really good
like
in his role.
Man space arm radius.
I hope he gets more work too, but I feel like she would get picked up before him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was the standout role. Yeah.
But so I really enjoyed him. I think he did a.
Well, she had the lines. She was like. It's a good Turbo Kid. Like all those corny lines that you love are pretty much hers.
Yeah, true. How'd you feel about Turbo Kid?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Would you recommend it?
I would totally recommend it. I think it's just it looks like an independent film. I don't know. I don't even know who.
50G? Is that how much it was?
Yeah. 50,000 for the whole film.
That's insane. That's fucking pennies.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Why are y'all looking at me like
that? There's porns with bigger budget than that.
Well, no. When
I'm trying to engage you, Lane.
Usually when you converse,
staring
at
your eyes through my mic.
Usually when you talk to people, you look at them.
The whole time I was trying to think of what it reminded me of, but I can't think of the movie, so I have nothing to add except that it was beautiful. It looked beautiful, and it has really cool characters.
Yeah,
you can relate to the characters. They make you laugh. I don't know. I just think it's a good movie.
Yeah, definitely. Came out this year, right?
And it's ultra gore.
You should.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Eat pizza and drink Jameson.
That's what we did.
That is the perfect fucking combination for that movie because you get so into it and you're just so happy.
Yeah.
I have pizza and I'm a little buzzed and this movie rocks.
And don't get twisted and say, oh, it's a cute little love story about nerds in like a retro future.
Fuck no.
It's gory as all fuck.
It's brutal, yeah. They did a really good job
of
making
it. It's a
hard
R.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing
hard R.
I do, like, it seems like movies lately, I remember thinking this, and I think I said it to you guys, that it almost looks like people are creating characters with actual, like, costumes for people to think about on Halloween. Like, that's what it reminds me.
Like it's like a marketing campaign behind it, yeah.
Honestly.
Or like, it's what, like, creative individuals want for themselves, and now they just make movies with that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using directors, or not directors,
like costumes.
Film boards to like fucking CG in or
also with that kind of budget you're looking for things like it's almost like if you look at like Back to the Future, like all that shit was like based in that time, but now that those are all popular costumes, but really they didn't like do much. They had that like orange little vest and like regular jeans and then like a t-shirt, but now that's like hard to find if you look for it anywhere and shit like that. But with the Turbo Kid, I feel like they had such a little budget that they just kind of had to do with what they had.
She had, like, pink stars on her face.
A lot of stuff was spray painted.
That shit, yeah.
Like, he had spray painted baseball pads.
Yeah.
Like, that's legit red spray paint on that shit.
I would definitely choose her as a costume. And him. Like, he had a sweet helmet.
Oh, it's fantastic. You find a onesie or whatever, like a work onesie.
I was about to say, it was almost like a jumpsuit.
It was turquoise.
Yeah, turquoise jumpsuit, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked awesome.
Yeah, I liked her makeup too. It was really like minimal, but very like, whoa, that's like, it's different. And her little pink stars are cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
All right, do you have any other weekly recommendations?
Yes, I watched a phenomenal film.
You've been watching a lot.
I watched a real phenom.
Okay.
This one gave me a real sense of accomplishment when I finished it because it was so daunting a task.
A lot of heady.
San Andreas.
Oh, fuck off.
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson and the girl with big boobs from True Detective.
It sounds like it was terrible. Was it terrible?
It was a monument to filmmaking.
No,
it was
terrible.
The zenith of all films ever.
It was fucking 2012 with The Rock.
This is opposite day, okay?
No. Gotcha.
Stupid idiots. No, it was a total pile of shit. I'd rather just take a hot poker to my eyes than watch that again.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really, really like watching cityscapes blow up,
I caught a little bit of
it. With shitty acting in between it, go take that ride.
I caught a little bit of it. It sucked. It sucked.
I'm just saying.
And the chick from True Detective I thought was awful.
Yeah.
She was good in True Detective.
Her eyes are pretty.
Which chick are you guys talking about?
She's got wolf eyes.
Woody Harrelson bangs her.
The first one?
The first one, Woody Harrelson bangs her on the side.
Oh, that girl?
His side chick.
Gotcha.
And she kicks him out and he gets mad at her and
stuff. I think she'd be good at it as like in a scary movie. She looks very like cunning.
Well, not only that, like she has huge tits too, so they would probably show those in the scary movies.
She could
as well.
Run in the yard like
that's
Drew Barrymore.
Stupid.
No, that's a huge thing in scary movies. A lot,
yeah,
and
I
that's
know.
And I feel like it's going back to that, like that kind of like 80s like
retro.
The
yeah.
sexploitation with the gore and
Why
stuff like that.
Why don't we just have big dicks running around?
I always love a good big dick
yeah,
in a movie.
Honestly, shame.
Well, I'm gonna make a movie.
Dick slapping around.
I'm calling for applications for big dicks for my new movie.
Oh, okay. You're making a movie.
A scary movie called Big Dicks Slasher.
Wow.
Big Dick Slasher.
It's throwing it on its head because it's not
yeah.
titties.
Yeah,
it's
not
It'll
titties.
Just be nothing but balls and dicks.
Yeah, that's
You'll
it. Like
puke
running
on set the first day.
Good.
You will be like, oh, God.
I'll make everybody else puke.
These dicks are horrible.
But yeah, San Andreas, bad.
Oh, I give it a 0.5 star out of 10.
Okay, good. Have you seen anything, Wayne?
Do I have to talk about something I've seen recently, or can I talk about amazing
If there's something
movie?
Noteworthy you feel like mentioning,
oh, yeah.
then throw it out.
Okay. They're All Dead.
Yeah, I tried to download
it.
It
is so
it.
Good. It's an independent film. I saw it at the Cleveland International Film Fest.
Baller.
Honestly, one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen. It's about, well, I feel like I'd give it away if I told you everything that kind of like would be about it.
Well, then just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, say it again. Say
great
the name
film.
Again.
You should see it.
It's called They're All Dead.
Yeah. And is it now, like, that obviously is an independent film. Was that shopped around to like Sundance and shit like that? Or is it based out of Ohio?
I don't know. No idea.
I'll
but
I
just,
I
know
it.
That it's like, kind of set in the like it's a like a revolves around like 80s music but in like a Latina world in a way a Latino world but Americanized but still keeping that culture. It's about kind of it's a little incestual. There is like the girl's brother dies. Like, I'm not giving anything away. You're going to know that.
It's from Mexico.
And she just goes through this, like, pit of despair. Like, they're in a band together, and she pretty much just gets really depressed. And, like, she has a daughter. She doesn't, like, take care of her daughter. Her mom has to take care of her daughter. And it's just kind of a love story between a dead person and a live person. Like, she can see him still. And they have to, like, figure out how to let go of each other.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
So it's like Ghost.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, no, not at all.
It has
That's good. So it's horrifying.
It's so gorgeous. It's not horrifying.
Oh.
The movie is not horrifying.
Oh,
it's
I
just
thought...
a beautifully put together film that's not like, it's not too like, it's not, it's like a.
Is your name Lupe?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was like,
you found the right one.
Well, no, this says comedy
and beautiful.
Comedy, okay. Drama, family. That's what this is. Like, that's the genres they're giving it on IMDb.
I don't think
IMDb.
I'd say family. I don't think I'd.
It's about family,
like,
I think.
Oh, okay. I was like, I wouldn't watch it with like.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, hey,
sister.
Kids, come on in. I made some popcorn. Let's watch They Are All Dead.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Kids are gonna love it.
I have no more weekly recommendations and rejections. So, oh, I saw a lot of Resurrection F. Loved it, the Dragon Ball Z movie. It's so fucking sick and
oh my
fast.
God, it's so loud.
No, I was just watching it. Loud.
Jesus Christ!
Wait, are you explaining?
I did
saying,
really like the content though.
Are you saying that I just listened? I was like watching it loud.
I was last night while she was sleeping.
Holy Mother of God!
Oh, I'm sorry.
She
oh.
has a whole room she can go to. Is all I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
The mix of it.
I'm pointing it out that it's like, they're like yelling.
That's kind of like how anime is.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like,
they've
that's
never
all I could hear.
They've never spoke
even
softly
in,
to
even,
one another.
I dug the voices, though.
Even in Spirited Away, like, she's like, oh my God! Like, there's a lot of that shit.
In Akira, they're just screaming, Tetsuo! The whole time.
I think
Tony
it's just,
thinks I look like the witch from Spirited Away.
No, he doesn't.
No, Yubaba's a cool character.
You papa.
That's her name.
That I'll freaking take it.
I think you do. She's awesome, by the way. And her sister is the good witch.
Yeah, it's kind of like very Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I get to be the bad witch?
No, you can be the good witch.
They look exactly the same.
They're identical.
Yeah. I'll be the bad.
They're it's kind of like Wizard of Oz-ish.
The bad one turns into a giant bird and flies.
Yeah.
Oh, I like birds.
Yeah. The good one has a lamp that she talks to.
Which you kind of do,
too. Oh, God, I like that better.
It hops around. It's like a big street lamp.
All right,
and
that'd be the good one.
It'll hop to her house and stay outside of her house at night.
That's great.
Yeah, it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast where all the little candles come to life.
Yeah, and she'll be like, take him home, and the lamp will hop.
By the way, are you stoked for that live-action Beauty and the Beast?
I am really.
Emma Watson, right?
Yeah, I hear it's getting, like, really good, like, just, like, even the little bits that people can see are really
awesome.
Amazing.
That's
yeah.
really good to hear. I'm glad, because I hope that movie does well. I'm really excited to see the candles and stuff like that, and if they're going to go the route of, like, singing.
I think she's going to be a really good Belle.
Belle, definitely, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I wonder how, and the Beast is going to look so sick.
Is Belle of the Ball from Beauty and the Beast?
I don't think
What's
so.
Belle of the Ball?
Like it's a saying.
A saying like, oh she was the Belle of the ball.
That's weird.
I don't know that saying.
Yeah.
That we both used it in that sentence. Yep. Where?
I can't think of any other way to say it.
The Belle of the Ball come from? We'll learn. What's up?
Can we take a potty break?
You need a potty break. Yeah, okay. Hang on.
We'll be right back, listeners.
All right, Lane is all peed out, and we are recording, I think. Are we recording? Yep, we're recording. Okay.
I know how to record.
Yeah, I do. The Belle of the Ball. It's very small back there. The Belle of the Ball, meaning the most attractive woman at a social gathering. Origin. This phrase is, of course, the Belle of the Ball, not the Belle of the Ball, spelled B-E-L-L-E.
Belle, like ding.
The most distracted?
Attractive.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear it.
And it just, I think, like a Southern Belle, it just means that. And like a ball, obviously, is a social gathering. So it didn't really,
Where did Southern Belle come from?
Oh, fuck me.
No, let's not just do, so many nomenclatures we're going to have to look up.
And also, Lane said that she.
I like Belle of the Ball, and I like Southern Belle.
Where, I'm sure Southern Belle originated from the South. Right. But what were you about to say? You came back in from
another genre five.
Another genre five.
Super villain. Supernatural villain.
Shang Khan? Is that his name?
Shao Khan?
Shao Khan?
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. He
or
a lot
Scorpion.
Of people. Scorpion, yeah.
Oh.
Come on, y'all.
See, and we've done this. We've done where I've, like, gone off the rails and did a video game thing or did, like, a thing that
was
wrong.
Well, that's a movie, too.
And then he, like, trashed me.
Well, no, that's a movie, though.
He won't
though.
Trash you. Paul's he trashed
mean.
Me.
That's literally, like, the only right one she did, let's be honest.
Because Poseidon, he's not counting it.
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh. Okay, yeah, you had that one. And there was another
Imhotep,
one.
Imhotep, Anaxinamun.
Imhotep, yeah, okay, all right.
Say cheese and die three. Can be some.
It's three out of five.
Ain't bad. Ain't bad.
Paul's going to give you a pass, I guess. Jeez. Southern Belle.
Yeah, the image of the Southern Belle developed in the South during the antebellum period. It was based on the young, unmarried women in the plantation-owning upper class of Southern society.
Oh, great.
So,
that's
like,
a horrible connotation.
If you were a single woman, you were displayed as a Southern Belle.
Well, but if you were rich, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to be. It's not like, oh, there's gutter Southern Belle. You know, there's none of the. You had to have
gutter
money.
Southern Belle. Gutters. Yeah, you understand what a gutter Southern Belle is, guys?
Yeah, someone that comes with no money.
You're
and
trash.
Yep.
Trash,
that's word trash.
Trash beauty. Beautiful trash.
White
trash
beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trailer park queen. Okay. You got any more weekly recommendations and rejections? Can we move on to the craft?
Craft.
Lane, is there any other thing that you wanted to mention?
Craft.
Okay, craft. Thank you. All right. So Tessa Tony was the craft. I didn't watch it. I've seen it a billion times, though. My mom and me watched it a lot. So
quit
my
bragging.
Mom and my brother.
Quit bragging, bro.
That's kind of weird.
Why?
I was like, quit bragging. He's like, seen it a billion times. Love it to death.
Why is that weird that I watch it with my mom?
I can't see Norma watching that.
Yeah, me and my mom watch a ton of movies. That's like one of the reasons why I got into so many movies as a kid.
The next time I see your mom, you're like, it's no Norma. How do you like The Craft? She'd be like, what's The Craft?
She'd be like, classic.
Yeah, because it used to be on HBO all the time. And
you did rewatch shit on HBO all day.
I'm surprised because... It's about demons, and she's very religious.
Yeah, but my mom likes movies. She saw The Exorcist in theaters.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that sick as fuck? And I think she's, cool. I'm pretty sure she saw the original Star Wars in theaters. She really also took me to the re-release of A New Hope, and I was dressed as a stormtrooper.
We all know this story.
Oh, yeah, the story of her and her.
Tell them the story about Titanic.
Silly little idiot baby.
Oh, she took me and Eric Bruder to see Titanic. And
she left
was like,
at the appropriate time.
Yeah, she was like, well, hey, there's like nudity in this, so I'm going to monitor you guys and, you know, tell you to shut your eyes when the nudity comes up. I think we were like 13-ish when it like came out. And she left. She's like, I really got to go to the bathroom because it's like a 3-hour movie. And then
you two just
what do you know?
Busted your dings out.
What
and
do you know?
Rocking.
Fucking paint me like one of your French girls, Jack. And now me and Eric were like, what? And then like right after the scene was over, like I think like a handprint came up on the fucking on the car window. And she was like, what I miss? And we were like,
my boner.
Everything. Well, that'd be weird to say to your mother.
My boner.
She's like, ew, little pig. Smacks me. Takes
just
me
some
the
rock hard cinema viewing.
Yeah. But yeah, she definitely hooked me up. Well, the craft, go ahead.
Anyway, your mom's cool, all right?
Yeah, yeah. She's
Norma,
into fucking
Norma
movies.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
The craft, 97.
Yeah, I'm going to check out the budget and how much it made. Go ahead, though. You guys wax about it.
96, I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. Totally corrected. Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
The craft. It's about the four witches of Eastwick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're high schoolers, and they're really jaded.
Well, there's
three of them are pretty jaded. The fourth one's pretty optimistic.
They need a fourth.
They need a fourth to connect to Monad.
It was like Monarchy or something.
Magoo.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you're like Magoo. Listen to us and take us in your wings.
They all
nature.
Had something that they wanted to fix about their life.
Yes.
And
yeah, one was a burn victim.
Pretty much turned out that, you know, once you screw with your fate, like, bad things are going to happen to you.
Yeah, it comes back tenfold.
Or isn't it kind of like using dark magic to, like, benefit yourself?
Yeah,
to
but...
To benefit others is different.
It's also...
Yeah, to do something for someone, I think that, like, that then in return, but to be selfish with the power that you have, then
but
you
get
fucked.
But they literally never really did anything for other people.
I thought the who's in that movie?
Girls.
The girl that Tony wants to marry.
You want to marry her?
He said that she was the most beautiful girl.
She's in Empire Records.
Robin Tooney?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, very pretty.
Who played the blonde girl?
That is
Christine Taylor?
The blonde girl.
Is that her?
No, that's the blonde.
Wait, she's like a brunette.
She's blondish. She's dirty
blonde. This is her, right? That's the witch that was good?
No. That does not look like her.
Messed that one up. But the good witch is Tooney. That's the good witch in that movie. And then...
I thought she was the one with the black hair.
No, that's
Campbell.
The bad witch.
Nev Campbell's in it.
Oh, Faruzu
Bulk. Nev Campbell
Bulk.
Is the burn victim.
Yeah.
No, Rachel True was the burn victim. She was black. No,
no.
You're right.
What?
You didn't even watch it.
She's the swimmer.
Yeah, she's the swimmer.
Rachel True?
What's crazy is like how quickly like those two girls turn, like the burn victim and the swimmer. Like they turn.
Oh, yeah.
They were like such like kind women and believed in justice and good things. And then once they got their way, they were like, oh shit, we the shit. Like
fuck
we can do
you.
Whatever we want. And so then they started fucking with
people. The one girl became vain. The other became spiteful.
So.
And violent towards the other chick. She's like, good. Let her, you know, get hurt and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Robin Tooney was the one that,
like
and
the
her
new
mom
edition.
Was a witch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she didn't know that because her mother died when she was born.
And then how did she find out?
She went to the, like, that lady that they would keep going into that store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get supplies.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You get your, like, kind of like a Snape's fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please stop playing with my phone.
Oh, shoot. Voldemort was another five.
Mm-hmm. Voldemort, yeah. That's a good one.
I meant to say that one. That's the one I was thinking about. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So... That I can't remember that lady's name. I don't even know if she had a name.
Mm-hmm. Store clerk.
Store clerk?
Mm-hmm.
The good witch store clerk?
Yeah,
who warned them about dark magic?
Yep.
She was like, she figured it out.
Yep.
All right, right on.
And then, you know, it's a pretty classic 90s music and
clothes
story.
Are lovely.
Yeah, definitely.
I love their...
Oh, they're goth chic.
The, goth chic. That's
they
perfect.
Get black as hell. Yeah.
They
the I remember the poster for the movie and shit like that. And a lot of
there's
boots.
A really sick scene where the main bad witch drags her feet
forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that
like just the
up,
tips
yeah.
of her toes drag.
That is such that like, was a good like witch yeah. thing.
Is it Feruza? Is that how you say her name?
Her real name?
F-A-I-R-U-Z-A. Nancy Downs was her name in the movie.
Feruza,
Nancy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she. I thought she did a fucking sick job in the flick.
Oh, she's crazy. She's yeah. in The Waterboy.
I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's his girlfriend in The Waterboy.
She's an amazing actress, and she's just fucking sweet.
Yeah, she's a gnarly chick.
Yeah, yeah, I thought she did a really good job. I remember her performance, like, a lot. Like, I can just see her, like, what, doesn't she have, like, a knife or a piece of glass or some shit? Isn't that what she comes at her at the end? Ooh, fuck me.
Pretty
up.
Sure it's a piece of glass.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
So, what'd you... Did it pass the test of Tony and the
yeah,
test of Lane?
I give it an 8.5 out of 10 because it has nostalgia value and it still kind of holds up 80% today.
6.2 on IMDb.
I'd give it a 9.5.
Wow. See? That's a high one.
Right,
a 10 for you.
Right in her wheelhouse.
What's a 10 for me? It's the character switched too quick for me. Okay. Like they, I like character development and they all like it just like
turned a switch basically
very quickly. Like I feel like maybe just like one or two more things could have happened that
I agree
would
there's
have
a
just
lot
changed them.
A lot of films that do that, they're just like, and now they're bad.
I really like their characters and I think that's why. But I give it a 9.5 because I think they're it was like a very awesome movie with take home messages. And I like those.
Okay. What's a 10 for you though? Like a movie that's a 10.
What's one of your favorite films? Is put you on the spot with this one.
Beauty and the Beast, out of 10.
Yeah, but that's like you can't count that.
Yeah, you can.
No,
it's literally
a
movie.
You can't count
you can't.
That. You can't count that.
She's not you. She can't count animated films like that.
Yeah, true.
I mean, honestly, all the Harry Potters are 10s.
Right on, all of them.
All of them.
Right on. Okay.
Harry Potters are
so obviously
awesome.
Witches
and
are
magical.
Right up her alley.
Yeah, magic
oh, yeah.
is right
I love
up your
magic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. Well, that whole like.
I love magic.
Yeah, magic or supernatural or sci-fi yeah. shit. You like all that mm-hmm. type of stuff.
A lot.
Even like the stuff that you read is like a lot of that. Not mm-hmm. all, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, cool. So you got 9.5, 8.5. I'll give it a fucking 8.
No one cares. You didn't see it.
Yeah, true. I didn't know anything about it. All right, so the movie of the week. We watched Halloween. What year, Tone?
1978.
Now.
You bet your ass.
Did you guys catch the thing on TV?
The movie, the thing.
That's
on
what
TV?
They were watching.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. On the TV screen.
3 years before
room.
He remade the thing.
What?
Yeah, which I thought was weird because there's a thing from another planet. That's what it's called. I think the original 1951. I want to say. Hold on mm-hmm. a second. I think I have. Yeah, 1951. And then John Carpenter actually ends up remaking the thing in like 19. Would you
81?
Say 81? I think because you said 79. This came 78. Out correct. 78. Okay, it might be 80 then. But yeah, I thought that was really weird that they added that into the like.
Well, that's cool. Maybe they're like, oh, look at 82. Look at his homage. Maybe he can direct it.
Yeah, I don't know, but I thought that because is this one of his first films?
That yeah.
This is his first.
This
film?
This is early for him, if not his first.
What's do you have any like
notes about
stars,
Halloween
directors?
What?
Usually do that bullshit at the beginning.
What?
You were like, it's
starring Jamie Lee Curtis. It was her first role as a teenager, or she was like 20, 21 maybe.
She played it well.
Yeah.
And I think the cinematography was fucking awesome for
That's
1978.
What I mean. All if you pause that film, most of the shots look like an awesome eerie photograph.
Yeah, they're good.
In any form.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Like, screenshots of that film are gorgeous.
I also feel like that kind of like molded how scary movies were starting to be shot too. And the first time you see the fucking villain, it's in daylight.
Yeah.
That blew my fucking mind. That no movie does that. Everything's shrouded by darkness to give that creepy feel. And they just show him standing out there and it is fucking that's a hard scene.
You actually, it's the only time you ever see Michael Myers' face.
In that scene?
No, when he steals the car from the insane asylum.
No, you see it at the end, too, because she rips off the
she
mask.
She rips his mask off, but you visually like can
barely
pause
for
on his face.
Yeah, you can pause, but in theaters, it's for like that, and it's gone.
You don't ever see that much of his face ever again.
Yeah.
And he doesn't acquire his costume till halfway through the film.
Another cool thing, I love that they showed how he got the fucking uniform. He's that trucker dead on the fucking side, or like he was a maintenance dude or whatever. And then like they were like, yeah, some people like broke into my Halloween store, stole a mask. I've heard that that's William Shatner's face.
Yeah, it's a cast of his face.
The Michael Myers mask is William Shatner's face. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What did you find anything cool about the movie?
I'd say like some things that stuck out to me. One was when they were smoking the joint in the car, and they rolled down the window, and the officer dad was just like, "Oh, hey guys!" Like,
you were like, "Hey,
they literally hotboxed the fucking car."
Did you catch that? She was like, "He knows. He smelled it." She
but
says
he
that
totally
right
didn't because look at, like, did you guys see his face? He like didn't. He made no. Like, no behaviors that showed he knew.
True, but I like that they tagged it up at the next scene, and she's like, he knew. He knew that we were smoking weed. Instead of, like, just glossing over and just being like, yeah,
but they never returned to it to let you know if he did or not.
I thought it was a little silly.
Who cares? He also seemed like a cop that didn't give a shit about fucking people doing drugs either. He's like, everyone's getting high, fucking, like, doing Halloween shit.
I didn't catch that.
When he's talking to the psychiatrist, when he's looking at the old Myers house, he's like, have you seen anything? He's like, I know he's coming back to this town. He's like, it's just a bunch of kids getting stoned and fucking hanging out and just
doing
Halloween
shit. Yeah, but if it's
your
own daughter and you're a cop, you're not going to want your daughter doing that shit.
Ah, maybe.
Say, listen, don't be a whore and smoke weed.
I didn't know that they showed little Michael Myers at the beginning. I thought that was something that Rob Zombie did for the new film. Because the only thing I really remember from this the first time I saw it was the ending of it. The closet, her stabbing. What's up?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. It's very mild. The beginning is very mild in comparison to any of the remake, you know, violence.
And not only that, the remake really dives into, like, why he's fucked up instead of just, like, wow, this
he's fucked up.
And like, his dad's just like, Michael. And then it's just, like, Halloween.
I mean, honestly, like, he is... It's awesome the way that... I forget his name.
Rob Zombie?
No. The doctor that's hunting him.
Oh yeah, he was in The Great Escape. It was that guy.
I forget his name. He's a very popular actor.
Yeah, Willis Gordon's really mad right now.
Yeah. But he really creeps me out when he talks about Michael Myers. He's like, no, you guys don't understand. He's just
Donald Pleasance.
Pure evil.
Sam Loomis, Dr. Sam Loomis.
Dr. Loomis.
Yeah, no, but I like his
Donald
character.
Pleasance. And I don't know, I felt like watching this, I was like, wow, this is amazing because I've watched the remake so many times. And to see what Rob Zombie got to add to it. And I really feel like his additions to it helped the movie more. It elevated it.
I think it didn't need to be touched ever. But if Rob Zombie was going to do it, he did it well.
I think he did it very well. Yeah.
But it's one of those things, like, I'm like, I don't need a Wizard of Oz again.
They didn't make a remake.
I don't need another Halloween.
They made a prequel.
No, I'm saying if someone tried to remake Wizard of Oz... It probably wouldn't turn out as good as Rob Zombie's version of Halloween.
I agree. I think that he kind of struck gold. Halloween 2 shit the bed, but Halloween, the first one, was awesome. The only thing I didn't really dig was the whole, like, don't fear the Reaper thing. I thought that was kind of cheesy, and I get that it was part of that time period that they were trying to show, but I also think that it should have been more like how... I love the score of Halloween and the way that...
John Carpenter wrote it.
Yeah, it was fucked. Like, it just stuck with you. And, like, the notes that they did, like, they would use the dissonant, like, the two notes right together on the piano and stuff like that. It just sounded so ugly and just, like, the mouth breathing and the mask,
too. The
whole
movie was just... It was to instill fear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Horror film.
That was it. But,
it was,
I mean,
horrific.
Like, it was, like, just to get in your head.
Yeah. And when it first came out, it was... like genuinely horrifying for people watching that there could be a dude in a mask out there breathing, watching your house and stuff.
So like when she was beeping the horn, her friend, I can't remember her friend's name, not Annie, the other girl, the dark haired girl.
Yeah.
Like they're literally across the street from each other. Yeah. And her like,
I think her name is Annie. That's the cop's daughter, right?
Then who is the blonde that gets killed in the bed?
Oh, and that's where, and she's in the closet.
No, yeah, she ends up in the closet. And, oh, by the way, in the closet, like, somehow that door just opens.
Yeah, that was all fucking, and the kid swings down, like, yeah. That was all.
And why wouldn't you just, like, get out of the house? Like, why would you, like...
All the doors were stuck. Remember, there was a thing.
Everything's getting changed.
Right,
up. But
at first, she just, like, backs up into a wall and stays there for a few minutes. And
Shock.
You're like, why the heck don't you just run or call the cops?
Would you run?
I would run. As soon as I saw that shit, I'd run. I'd be like, fuck, that shit's in here. That killer is still here.
Real quick, production budget, $325,000 and made $47 million domestic gross.
Whoa.
That's how you make film.
Holy.
And that's why they were like, do whatever the fuck you want. He's like, I want to remake the thing. And they're like, go for it. And
John Carpenter's like, just, I do what I feel like.
How long did it take to make?
I'm going
to
make Ghosts of Mars
now. I'm not
now.
Sure, like, are you talking about, like, the production, like, time of it?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I imagine that was probably a 3-month
production.
That's it? Yeah, I don't think it was that long.
Because
it
was
like
very minimal.
It was minimal. I like that.
And even
one,
like when
one
she,
square block of a neighborhood.
She
and you
stabs him in
the
eye, like no blood squirting out or anything like that. Like mm-hmm. she stabs him in the neck, no real blood squirt. Like there wasn't like that much effect to it. It was just like that, dude, his mask breathing. Mm-hmm. Every time he came, oh, that
well,
was
his,
so
like,
cool.
His, like,
I watched it with
so
headphones, so it was fucked up.
Slow and, like, just, like, you know he's going to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. He's
yeah,
just,
definitely.
Like,
that's
waiting.
That's the terror.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did get, like, disturbed when he, like, he also, like, evolved into, I don't know, more of a killer as the movie went on because he let that kid go. A kid bumps into him before he has his mask.
Yeah.
And he throws the kid to the side and, like, mm-hmm. just keeps walking with the other kid.
Well, did he ever kill a child?
No, I think that the whole... Well, and he was that's a child when he killed his sister. I think the whole
but
thing...
But no, he never killed an actual child.
I think
yet.
The whole thing of it is that he likes to kill, like, teenagers. Kind of like the Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also think that, like, he killed that dude out of proximity. The dude was there. I think he was going after the chick. Like, I think he was going after the chick upstairs that
yeah,
they just
I
got done fucking.
Yeah, I think he likes to kill
yeah.
women.
Yeah, I agree. That dude was just, like... Wrong place, wrong time, oh, stab him into
yeah,
the wall.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, you know, don't have sex and you'll survive. And that's sort of that mythos came from movies like this,
oh,
where the virgins
for sure.
live.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Jamie Lee Curtis being the good girl, mm-hmm. being the innocent.
Totally.
Nev Campbell in Scream being the mm-hmm. fucking virgin. Like,
and that was a huge...
Saying no to her boyfriend. It's sort of cautionary tales for the fucking zeitgeist.
Yeah, I wonder almost if, like, movies were like, well, you can't have the whore win. Like,
well, no,
like,
or, like, horror directors originally were probably like, dude, kill all the fucking whores. Like, I want a nice girl to live. Kill the fucking bitches and all these fucking dudes that are running around with them. Fuck all them.
Yeah, it's almost as if, like they're...
They want a pure world.
Yeah. They yeah. want to purify the world. Like, I think a lot of horror
but
directors thought that
Michael
way.
Myers wanted to kill her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Oh, he has urges to
yeah.
kill. And he's not... The perfect, I guess, horror movie would be that the villain kills everyone bad, then he dies too.
Now I
and
think
there's just good people left.
It really felt like that they were trying to push this as like he's a real dude, and then at the end they're like,
nope.
"Well, maybe we could do a sequel."
Yep, move him out of the shot and have Loomis go.
Well, because I know
where'd he go?
Because he was he was definitely like he's pure evil.
I almost fell.
Jesus Christ! Why are you leaning like that?
Well. I guess I want to make a point that he says, why are you leaning like that? You're allowed to lean in chairs, but busted ass ones that are sitting on like one screw.
No, they're not. That's a good chair.
No, sit on it after
that's
we're
my
done
good
and,
chair.
And have you lean to Pet Mighty and fall over and
you
crack
the
your head
chair,
open.
Because yeah. that red chair sucks.
No, that red chair's good. He took it from me.
Mm,
I used to use
here.
It. Yeah. yeah. And this chair
tension.
Is janky. It's
we'll fix it.
Listen to it, guys. Listen to it.
But,
come on, listeners. Get in there with me.
Do you think that he meant for it to end with Michael Myers dying at the end? Like getting shot like four times? Like that's how you kill a motherfucker?
Well, if he wrote it, then yeah. He wrote it to be open-ended. To be
you're
Michael
sure?
Myers is pure evil.
For sure.
For sure.
Okay.
Has to, because why would he take him off the lawn?
That could have been a fucking, like, hey.
But a serial killer that's just straight up human wouldn't take five shots from a .357, fall out of a second floor window, and run
away. I'm asking
you
if you think that was his choice or, like, maybe the studio's.
I don't think the studio had much to do with that first film. It had $300,000 mm-hmm. budget.
True.
I think they were like, hey, buddy, you got a horror film budget of $300,000. Go do what you're going to do. They saw the finished product and probably went, holy fuck.
I'm going to try to watch Halloween
2. I'm glad
2
it's open-ended.
And 3 this week.
The one with Paul Rudd is, I watched it a lot.
H2O?
The Curse of Michael Myers. Paul Rudd, it's like the sixth one, I think.
Wow.
But yeah, Paul Rudd's the fucking protagonist in it. And I've seen that one a lot for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think maybe I had the VHS growing up. But I've seen the first one and, like, maybe the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth a lot.
Well, the third one's not even a Michael Myers movie, I heard. That's why I really want to watch it. It's called, like, Season of the Witch or something like that.
Oh, it's more about the cult that, like, knows about his demonic
nature.
Well,
no, I heard
nature.
That, like, it wasn't even about Halloween. They were just like, yo, Halloween's doing really well. Tag that on to the fucking title, Halloween, like, Curse of the, or Season of the Witch or some shit
yeah.
like that.
Curse of Mike Myers, I think, is the fifth or sixth.
6 years after Michael Myers last terrorized Haddonfield, he returns there in pursuit of his Haddonfield?
Haddonfield.
Jamie Lloyd, who has escaped with her newborn child. Oh, I think I've seen this one a few times, too. Came out in, what, 95?
Yeah.
That's wild.
And that was that one's pretty fucking good. It's like so over the toppy Jason, like, or fucking Mike Myers. Same thing, Jason and Mike Myers. You can't kill Voorhees, but you have to think of different ways for them to try. You can't kill Mike Myers, but you got to think of ways for them to try. So they're running him over with cars and lighting him on fire and poisoning him with fucking like acid like syringes. And so eventually you realize like Michael Myers is just the incarnation of a demon on Earth, because there's a cult that follows him, and like there's a symbol that pretty much represents that demon entity in Mike Myers as like a fucking killer. So when you see like that symbol, there's people that worship Michael Myers in the later movies, and there's whole,
that'd be kind of
followings
cool
to him.
That like, if yeah, but like the cult people actually like wore the masks, and then they were the ones murdering. That's why it always looked like he was.
Yeah.
Like, so it would have been sick if he would have died at the end, and then like, but it was never him after that. It was just people in masks that were following his thing, but they all got together. So like, you'd see him over there, and then like another one would be over here. So it looked like he was like, you know, that type of like entity, but really it was just people that admired him.
That would have been awesome too. Instead, they went with the immortal demon.
Yeah, Jason and fucking Freddy and stuff. Yeah, all right, listen, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Kids all over America want Silver Shamrock masks for Halloween. Dr. Daniel Chalice seeks to uncover a plot by Silver Shamrock owner Connell Cochran. Literally nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Okay.
But I heard that this is one of the best soundtracks, and Wes Craven, or not, sorry, John Carpenter did that one too.
Highly recommend Ghosts of Mars. John Carpenter original.
Right on. Is that on Netflix right now?
I'm being
now?
Slightly sarcastic because it's...
I thought it sucked.
It does. Okay. It's horrible. It's also got its intrinsic value.
Halloween, though. Go watch it. It's fantastic and perfect season for it as
sure
well.
Oh, sure is.
And the remake is honestly really good, too. And I feel like if you watch both of them back to back, it's a lot of fun. All right. Next week, Test of Tony, what are we doing?
I thought you had one in mind.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was
asking. You forgot it?
Serial killers.
No, Test of Tony. That's genre 5. Oh, and we're not doing serial killers next week. We're doing favorite Halloween movies for genre 5.
Wait, what are we doing?
13 Ghosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Ghosts.
Good thing I remembered. Okay,
thank
and then movie of the week. Now, we got to pick something sick.
I'm never happy about Test of Tony.
13 Ghosts.
That's why I forget it. Remember?
Is that good, though?
No, this one is, but yeah, okay. Like instinctively, I don't remember these.
I definitely
want to
watch 13 Ghosts with you guys.
Do ya?
Yeah. Do ya? What are we going to do for movie of the week? You guys got anything?
Anything?
Oh, I have a whole list, but.
No, we're not. We're doing Halloween movies.
I'm going to have some Halloween stuff on here.
The movie of the week is a Halloween movie?
Yeah,
but
we're
going to be horrifically awesome.
We did Halloween movies this whole entire time. It's what he wanted to do the whole month of October. It was all scary bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
No, it's good. I like this. This was fun. But this is the closer. So genre 5 will be your favorite Halloween movies. Not so much horror films, but shit you like to watch around Halloween.
E.T.
Stop doing that now.
I don't know why he yelled at
and
you.
And then
oh, you've been doing a lot of E.T. around the house or something?
Yeah, she waddles in a sheet a lot.
she told me I look like E.T.
I have
earlier.
My red hoodie on.
And then yeah, so movies that you like watch around Halloween, we'll
That's
do that for genre
watch.
5. I understand you can do that next week. You can tell us then.
Oh.
Spoilers, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know. I thought you asked us what we wanted to
Not
do.
Not at all.
Way to go.
He was asking.
I know.
I wasn't.
you were
I was
explaining the concept.
Yeah, I was declaring what we're doing like next week for next week's episode. That Lane will be on as well. So if you enjoyed this week, come back next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got genre 5, favorite Halloween movies, Test of Tony, 13 Ghosts, movie of the week. What are we doing?
Movie of the week.
What's on your notes? Did you say you had Halloween movies?
I have movies that I watch during the holidays.
No.
No.
Holidays.
Yeah, holidays. It's a holiday.
Okay. Well, the reason why they call it like Christmas and New Year's a holiday, like the holidays, because they're right next to each other.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're just a month apart, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, like, isn't Thanksgiving
so
part
it's
of the
like,
holidays?
It's like 4th of July, you're like the holidays. You know, Labor Day was a little while ago.
It was Columbus Day.
I don't even
whatever.
Know what he's talking about.
Go ahead.
He's the worst. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's the worst.
The worst.
Go ahead. What do you want to watch?
Go ahead. It's a Wonderful Life.
No.
It's cold in that movie.
Stop it.
I hate your guts. Ghosts of Mars, then, piece of shit. That's
no,
all I got.
You don't want to watch Ghosts of all Mars. All right.
Well, then we watch... we can watch V for Vendetta. 5th of November, bitch. It's end of October.
Then we'll do that the 5th of November. I bet... Actually, I bet like one of the days that we do this on that falls in that. We'll do that for the first week of November, okay? That'll be the movie of the week for you. But hold on. horror movies. I'm just going to type
really?
This in. Yeah.
You got to do that?
Well,
you said it doesn't have to be horror.
You're not. I literally. No, fuck me. Genre 5 doesn't. Movie of the week, we're doing a Halloween themed movie, correct? That's what you wanted when you first started this whole mad train of yours.
Not a mad train.
Of fucking,
we're doing just fine.
Halloween.
I'm doing fine.
Halloween October.
Dude, I was going to say that we could do a Freddy, we could do a Hellraiser, we could do a fucking Jason.
Not Hellraiser. Freddy, which one would you want to do?
New Nightmare.
I just watched New Nightmare not that long ago, but I mean, I'd be down to revisit it. Do you have any like favorite Halloween movies, Lane? Like, or like horror films even?
Yeah, I'm going to look some up.
Please don't say like Jack-O-Lantern.
The Exorcist would be a lot of fun, I feel.
Nah.
Really?
I mean, you guys know what I like. Screams. I like Urban Legend.
Lord of Illusions.
I like Hocus Pocus. I like.
Not that.
I know.
Hocus Pocus.
Urban Legend, I wouldn't mind revisiting, but I feel like it's going to be a piece of shit. I feel like we should do something kind of classic and kind of like huge, like for the time that it is. Like maybe the original Omen. That's slow.
Friday the 13th, too.
Oh, that's one where he has a bag over his head, isn't it? The potato sack.
Oh, we haven't watched The Babadook yet.
The Babadook.
Rosemary's
That's a new
Baby.
One, yeah.
I mean, I'm down to watch The Babadook if you guys want. It's 2014. Let me see what it got on IMDb real quick.
Still down to do Scream. The Others. That was great. I like The Others a lot.
We could do the...
Let the Right One In. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, that was
that
great.
Movie.
Wait, are you talking about Let Me In or Let the Right One In?
No, it's called Let the Right One In.
Let the Right
the
One
original.
In was the Swedish one, right?
The original Dutch one, yeah.
Well, The Babadook got 6.9.
Babadook.
I've never seen it. I usually like to do movies I haven't seen, just so I feel like I'm not rewatching, you know, old shit. But I'm down to revisit a movie that I haven't seen.
I'm down to do whatever you guys.
All right, Babadook. Duke.
So we're doing the Babadook.
Babadook and 13 Ghosts
with
Jameson
and Pizza.
And Jameson and Pizza.
And then, yeah, the Genre 5.
They'll be on the show
Halloween.
Next week, too.
Oh, good. That
we'll get real drunker and eat a slop of pizza on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.